Biodiversity along the Nanticoke River spawns from its ancient geological formations. The river is home to at least 5 freshwater mussel species, 10 to 12 dragonfly species, and the Atlantic sturgeon, an endangered species of fish. The state of Delaware, the Chesapeake Conservancy, and the U.S. Navy hope to maintain this diversity by purchasing 48 acres along the Cod Creek, a tributary of the Nanticoke River in Laurel.
This whole area is a high priority because it has high biodiversity. It's one of the highest areas for plant diversity on the Delmarva Peninsula and animal diversity, which is great. And it's a priority for kayakers, canoers, bass fishermen, people that like to recreate outdoors.
Chesapeake Conservancy CEO and President Joel Dunn says this partnership is an excellent example of his group's commitment to protecting cultural and natural resources for future generations.
The Nanticoke River is a beautiful river with lots of natural habitats still intact and in place. The John Smith Trail comes right up the river, so people recreate on this river a lot, whether they're fishing, like the 6 young kids I can see in the distance, or the kayakers in the other side of the park here. It's a wonderful place to get outside and get in touch with nature.
The purchase of the land will allow state and federal officials to look at more opportunities for public access to it. DENREC Secretary David Small says this includes a new trail and more hunting opportunities.
So all of those things are being examined right now, and we hope that we will be able to make it fully available to the public in the not too distant future.
Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.